This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. February is a month that we often think of heart health. So we're going to kick off a bunch of shows focusing on good heart healthy nutrients. We're going to start with one of my favorites, and this show's topic today is omega-3. I'm joined today by Dr. Sarah Selleck. Dr. Selleck is a board-certified naturopathic doctor and professional speaker. She has over 15 years' experience in the health and wellness industry. Dr. Selleck has been the national spokesperson for Renew Life, and she's been educating consumers, healthcare professionals, and retailers across the globe. She recently had a wonderful lecture at HealthWise, and we thank her for coming and joining us there. And we welcome you back on the show today, Dr. Selleck.
Thank you so much for having me back, and hello to everybody.
Yeah, it was wonderful having you down for our lecture. It was great to see so many people come out and learn about our digestive health and you know, how we can get ourselves into a healthier place. So thank you so much for educating us on all of that.
Thank you again for the invitation, and it was so wonderful to finally meet so many of the listeners. A lot of them said that they listen to the radio show, and they love learning, so it was really great to connect with them.
Excellent, and hopefully we'll do it again.
For sure.
Yes. Now, Dr. Selleck, I mentioned the topic of the show today is one of my heart-healthy favorites, and it's omega-3. So I always like to give listeners, if they're new joining us, the basics of information. And what the basic question would be is, what exactly is omega-3?
So omega-3 fatty acids, sometimes they're referred to as essential fatty acids or EFAs. These are polyunsaturated fatty acids. They're very healthy, as we know. And essentially, the reason why they are so important is because our bodies cannot make them. So we can really only get omega-3 fatty acids from our diet, so eating a variety of omega-3-rich foods, or, of course, taking supplements. It's one of the reasons why I encourage my patients to use fish oil supplements and omega-3 supplements is because they're such an important nutrient, and I think that so many of us aren't getting enough through our diet alone.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And so where do we find omega-3 in our diets? Let's try and examine some of those sources and see just how many people are eating those.
Well, the best source definitely is fish. And I think the problem is that our waters aren't as clean as they used to be. So we really can't be eating fish, you know, all day, every day, as healthy as fish can be, because there's a concern with contaminants and pollutants. So fish is definitely the best source. We're looking at cold water fish like salmon, mackerel, sardines. But also you can get omega-3 fatty acids. You can get them in other foods like flax seeds and chia seeds.
Okay.
So it's a good idea to eat a variety of omega-3 rich foods. But again, I encourage supplementation because through diet alone, it's difficult to meet our daily requirements, and especially if we're not eating enough fish. And I think a lot of people, if they are eating fish, maybe they're having fish once a week or so. They're not eating a whole lot of it to begin with.
Yes, or they're often making a little mistake by choosing fish that's battered and fried, or some of the farmed fish, like farmed tilapia, and thinking they're going to be getting good omega-3, and they're not.
No, exactly, exactly. I forgot about that part, that sometimes the fish isn't always prepared in the most healthiest way.
Well, yeah, we have a tendency to dip it and fry it, so yeah. We counteract some of the benefits by doing that, right? Because when we fry things in deep fried oil, we tend to turn them a little bit rancid.
Yes, we do.
Okay. But I love the fact that we can eat a little bit of fish. And as you mentioned, we should possibly consider a supplement on this side of things, because there's not very many of us who are getting a suitable amount in the diet, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so what good does it do, Dr. Sarah? Why are people like me and you always talking about omega-3? There's 6, 7, 8, 9, but we always seem to focus on the mighty 3.
Mm-hmm. So omega-3 fatty acids definitely are considered the healthiest. Mm-hmm. And two that you probably have heard about are EPA and DHA. So these essential fatty acids are literally the, you know, they've been studied over and over and over again. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of research supporting the health benefits of both EPA and DHA. And there are different studies. Some are on cardiovascular health. So studies that have looked at lowering cholesterol or mm-hmm. lowering blood pressure and glucose, which, as we know, is a concern for a lot of Canadians. But in addition to the heart health benefits, omega-3 fatty acids can be very helpful for brain function, for stabilizing mood. So especially this time of year, I've seen and I've been hearing more that people just are feeling a little lousy, feeling a little bit down, probably has something to do with our cold, dark Canadian winters. Mm-hmm. You know, so mood stabilization is another benefit to consider, and reducing inflammation. I always love talking about inflammation and people who are either exercising and feeling pain, or mm-hmm. perhaps they experience chronic pain on a daily basis. Reducing inflammation is something that we're always working towards in clinical practice.
Okay.
And I always include omega-3 fatty acids as part of any protocol that's designed to reduce inflammation.
Okay, excellent. If you're just tuning into the show today, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our show today, we're talking with Dr. Sarah Selick, and we're talking about the benefits of omega-3. Now, Dr. Sarah, I'm glad you talked about the anti-inflammatory effects of the omega-3, because I just absolutely love it. And I find more and more people are coming in with conditions surrounding inflammation, even things like Crohn's and our intestinal health. This is all affected by inflammation, right?
Mm-hmm. So gut inflammation mm-hmm. is definitely on the rise. I think that there are a number of factors contributing to this. Family history can definitely play a role, but also our diet, stress. Mm-hmm. There are so many different things that are aggravating it and putting us in this pro-inflammatory state.
Okay. Now, a lot of my customers will come in and say, you know, Julie, I really want to consider a fish oil supplement. I've been there. I've done that. I tried it. I take it and I burp it all day. Dr. Sarah, is there anything we can do about this to combat the side effects?
Mm-hmm. So if you've tried a fish oil before and you're discouraged because it was unpleasant or it had a fishy aftertaste, what my recommendation typically is to try another one, because they're not all the same, and some people notice that they get fishy burps with some but not others. It's good to look for a fish oil that is enteric coated, so the capsule is an enteric coated capsule, and that can help eliminate some of that, you know, unpleasant taste that maybe people are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if people feel like they continuously burp it up, this is also something that can help with that. So I always say, you know, if you've tried it before, try it again, try a different formulation,
mm-hmm.
Because many of my patients who have said, okay, I'll try another one, they were quite happy with the formulation and found that they didn't have the fishy burps.
Okay, so that would be something with an enteric coating on it.
Exactly.
Now, is there fish oils that have enzymes in it as well that would help?
Yes, so you can also look for a fish oil that contains lipase.
Mm-hmm.
So lipase helps us, of course, break down fats. And if you think about it, essentially you're taking, you know,
pure fat
in a capsule.
Yep.
So this can also help if it has lipase, the fat digesting enzyme. It can also help enhance digestion and enhance the utilization of these beneficial oils.
Mm-hmm.
So again, just to emphasize, you know, a couple of things to look for on the label: look for lipase, look for enteric coating, and of course, you know, pop into the store and ask one of the qualified staff members to help out, and they'd be able to show you a fish oil or an omega-3 supplement that contains these important ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love fish oil. I say if you can't take it in liquid, try and get it in the capsules. I know the Renew Life Norwegian Gold fish oils do the enteric coating and the lipase, so I find people really do say they don't get the fishy burp back from these capsules.
Mm-hmm, which is great because it's something that we're taking every day, and if it's causing mm-hmm. discomfort, you definitely don't want that. So I think it's great that there are so many options for all of us.
Yeah, and that consistency of every day matters when we're doing a supplement like omega-3.
Yes, you bet it matters. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do us any good when it's sitting in the cupboard.
Oh, I know. Or, oh, I bought it, but I can't take it. Or I just don't take it because I don't like the taste. There's so many good things that you can do with it, too. Often, if you take it with food, that will minimize some of the side effects if you're having digestive disturbances.
Mm-hmm. I always say take it with food. I think it can help a lot. I've made the mistake myself of sometimes taking supplements on an empty stomach. Of course, some supplements we have to, but omega-3 fatty acids are always better with food.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so good for us. Now let's get into some of the little details of why we're using them. How about our kids, Dr. Sarah? I've pushed omega-3 on my kids since they were in kindergarten. They look at me like, but my friends don't have to take this.
They're lucky kids. I'll say that much. Definitely when we think about omega-3 fatty acids for children, there are many important functions. So, for example, brain function can improve with omega-3 fatty acid supplementation. Mm-hmm. It can also help kids focus. So kids who find that they're having trouble focusing, it's always a good idea to include an omega-3 supplement for these children. I know kids don't tend to have as many memory issues as adults, but also for memory, omega-3 fatty acids can be very helpful. And then lastly, a lot of the parents that I've seen over the years, I talk about the benefits of fish oil supplements for improving performance in sports. So if their kids are playing soccer or mm-hmm. basketball, or they're engaging in sports, it can also really help with performance.
Yeah, and our kids will tend to pay attention more to the supplement if it's going to benefit their sport than their school.
That's true.
Yeah, so just throw that out there. Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, you got to just work with how their little brains think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it started with the early kindergarten. And, you know, your boys, they don't fit into the school model in the box as well as the girls do. So my boy had some challenges. So we introduced fish oil very early, and I found it very helpful.
That's great. Yeah. No, it's really important. And I think even just to acknowledge that the average diet, the average Canadian mm-hmm. diet, again, I mentioned it before, I'll say it again, like it is quite low in omega-3 fatty acids, especially for children. Children aren't, you know, always eating fish, and sometimes they don't even like fish.
Mm-hmm.
But we eat a lot of omega-6 fats.
Yes.
Because of processed foods, which are high in omega-6, and vegetable oil, which is high in omega-6. And while it sounds like that would be a good thing, it's not, because we're actually consuming too much omega-6 mm-hmm. compared to omega-3. The ratio is supposed to be a healthy 1-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to 3, but really it can be a ratio of 20-to-1 or 30-to-1. So we could be having 30 times too much omega-6 compared to omega-3. So, and again, omega-6 can promote inflammation if we have too much.
So we want to get, we want to tip those scales back to a better balance than what we're doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, because like you said, in processed foods and even in some healthy foods, we're finding a lot of these other things, these omega-6s and 9s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even in some of our healthy food,
They are popping up in healthy foods as well, especially, I think, vegetable oil. It's a common misconception that vegetable oil is healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it has the word vegetable.
It is, yeah. And we want to stay away from that. And then some vegetables that have oil are healthy, like avocados.
Yes, exactly, like avocados, exactly.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, so let's get let's get things back, because often people will come in and say, I'm taking a teaspoon of omega-3. It's not making any difference, but it could possibly, because we've tipped the scale so far on omega-6 that a teaspoon is not going to equal it right out.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Exactly. And it can take some time to notice a difference. Mm-hmm. So I always encourage, you know, patients, if they say, I'm not noticing anything, it's been a few weeks, I just encourage them to stick with it. Supplements are doing their job. So Sometimes we just have to be patient.
Okay, excellent. Now, Dr. Sarah, you mentioned these words EPA and DHA. Again, what are the roles of those two parts of the omega-3? Because I always tell people it is really important to look at the levels of these two things on our omega-3 label.
Mm-hmm. So we definitely want both. Mm-hmm. EPA is important, DHA is important, and they're both equally beneficial. I think if we look at lowering triglycerides, again, they're both very, very useful, mm-hmm. and are often recommended by healthcare professionals for lowering triglycerides. But then there are certain conditions where one may be better than the other. If I have patients who have a lot of inflammation, I'm mm-hmm. looking for a high EPA formula, so one that has a little bit higher EPA, because EPA has been demonstrated to be superior to DHA when it comes to controlling inflammation and lowering inflammation. Mm-hmm. So I would say definitely consider the two and look at what is it that you need. So, for example, if I see a female patient who's pregnant, I'm trying to increase her DHA. I want her to have adequate amounts of DHA because it's really important for fetal development and for fetal tissue.
Okay.
So again, look at what your needs are, what your individual needs are, mm-hmm. and remember, you do need both, but you may want to find a supplement that has more of one over the other, depending on what your needs are.
Okay, that's very important, and because, like you said, some people suffering from inflammation might want a formula that's maybe stacked higher in that EPA.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. It's actually pretty amazing, too, because mm-hmm. I remember reading one study where it showed that moms who were taking, again, it was a combination of EPA and DHA, when they were taking it throughout pregnancy and during breastfeeding, it actually protected against allergies developing in their children.
Oh, wow.
So, lots of interesting benefits, but I would like to emphasize that both are important.
Yeah.
In some cases, EPA can be of more value, mm-hmm. But again, let's not forget how important DHA is as well.
Yes, and if we're doing our good job and using a supplement but eating good foods too, hopefully we're creating a really good balance.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. I always say supplements are there to supplement a healthy mm-hmm. diet, so we still want to eat healthy.
Excellent, yeah. Yes, we don't want everything to come from a pill or a bottle. We want to cook our good food.
Exactly.
And I'm going to emphasize, cook that good food. You can't go out and buy it all the time. You have to eat at home and cook your food.
That is true. I agree.
Yeah. If you're tuning into our show today, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open every Monday to Sunday for all of your healthy shopping needs. We're talking about the benefits of omega-3 with Dr. Sarah Selick today. We've been talking about where we find omega-3 in our diet and why it is important to have a supplement. We're focusing now on some of the conditions that people are using omega-3 on. Now, Dr. Sarah, we're in those winter woes that we were talking about, and more sad and depressing time of year. You were mentioning, and it is true, that omega-3 can help our mood?
Yeah, so fish oil has been extensively studied for its effect on mood, not only for, just feeling sad, but mm-hmm. even in cases of depression where symptoms can be a little bit more serious. So I always say fish oil has many brain health benefits.
Yeah.
The effects on mood and depression, but also think about what we were talking about earlier with reducing inflammation and those anti-inflammatory effects, mm-hmm. because brain inflammation isn't a good thing either. And with brain inflammation, we see a rise in mood disorders or cases of depression and anxiety.
Yeah. And then these people that are suffering from this brain inflammation, this can cause cognitive decline as well.
Exactly. It can affect their memory, brain development. They may feel foggy, so they mm-hmm. feel like they're just not sharp. So there can be a lot of negative effects. I hear us talk a lot about leaky gut, and yeah. I try to emphasize that in addition to leaky gut, we need to be concerned about leaky brain.
Good point, yeah. I often find mine leaking sometimes. I admit I try to take on just a little bit too much sometime, and this past couple of weeks has been one of those times.
No, for sure. And you know how you were mentioning earlier about gut inflammation?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to mention that 3/4 of neurotransmitters are produced in the gut.
Okay.
So, you know, things like serotonin, which is our happy hormone, makes us feel really good and happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over 90%, 95% is produced in the gut. Also, dopamine, 50% is produced in the GI tract. So these
okay.
important feel-good neurotransmitters that make us feel really good, a lot of them are produced in the gut. So we want to, again, minimize that gut inflammation as well.
Okay. Yeah, it's... you're learning so much more about our gut. It's amazing. When I started 25 years ago, we never focused anything on this. And now all the information is coming to how important this is for our whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love learning more about this. And so if we can control...
I'm glad you do, Julie, because the learning is not going to stop.
Yeah.
It's amazing how new information just keeps coming out. We're constantly reading and trying to stay up to date.
Yeah, I love it. And I love that we're seeing people actually heal themselves with food and nutrition now, as well as we start to understand these things more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And hopefully if we take good care of that gut, that intestinal tract, you know, our mood follows through as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the two are connected. Remember, our gut is our second brain.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're going to keep that nice and healthy, and a good quality fish oil that's nice and high in EPA can help control inflammation in our intestinal tract as well.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Dr. Sarah, and I often get this question, as people will buy good quality products and store it very poorly. How do I store fish oils, fish oil capsules? Do my capsules have to go in the fridge after opening?
So if you have capsules, no. Typically they're okay outside of the fridge, but you want to keep them, of course, in a cool, dry place. And of course, make sure that you're really tightening the container so that, you know, there's no air getting mm-hmm. through. But if you're taking capsules, yeah, they don't need to be refrigerated.
No. And sometimes for folks who kind of forget when they tuck their supplements in the fridge, sometimes if we're doing that, it's better off to have a capsule that we can keep out front and center.
Mm-hmm. I find that I remember to take my supplements more when they're right there in front of me.
It's very true. It's very true. I'll even have some folks who say, you know what? I put it right in front of my coffee cream and I move it to get to my cream and still forget about it. So,
oh, that's funny.
If you're doing that, it's time for a capsule. So, Dr. Sarah, one of the other questions that are commonly asked, and I think we maybe covered a little bit on this, but if I'm taking a supplement, am I going to overdo it if I still enjoy fish or plant foods with omega-3?
No, you can definitely take the two together. And I always say, if you ever take too much, which is highly unlikely with food, I mean, your body will tell you. I have had patients who, have taken a little bit too much mm-hmm. omega-3 fatty acid, and their body has told them. So they just, reduced their dose and they were fine. But you would have to take a lot of it to exceed what your body can tolerate.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Because I find that it's just so good for you, like the hemp seeds and the flax seeds, chia seeds you were mentioning there, are such a great little addition on salads and into our diet. Love
no, exactly. And I think food, food is a great source, a mm-hmm. great way to get omega-3 fatty acids. My only concern is if I have patients, and, sometimes I see patients who are heavily involved in the fitness world, and sometimes it's just easy and convenient. They're having way too much tuna. So that's a concern. So, if you're having hemp seeds and chia seeds and mm-hmm. avocado, it's fantastic. But if you're, having a can of tuna every day, probably not a good idea.
Okay. So, yeah, enjoy those veg and those really embrace the veg and enjoy that fish, but not quite, especially the tuna in the can, right? We got some warnings with pregnant women and other women with mercury and that type of contaminant.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually had patients where we've tested their mercury if they were having a, you know, tuna mm-hmm. on a very, very regular basis, and it did come back high.
Oh, wow.
So, and then that can actually affect brain health and brain function. So we want to be really mindful of, you know, that's what I love about supplements is mm-hmm. that they're purified, they're clean, and you're not getting those contaminants and those heavy metals.
Okay. And that's a question that I would ask you, Dr. Sarah. How do we know they're purified and clean? Because as you and I both know, supplements are popping up everywhere. Supplements are popping up that I look at the label and I'm very disappointed that they've even made it to a shelf. So how can I tell my fish oil is of a good quality?
Well, you'll have to pay attention to the label. So mm-hmm. you will have to read the label. It will be on there if it's an omega-3 fatty acid supplement that has met or exceeded international standards for purity, potency, freshness.
Okay.
So, you know, you can look for a 5-star rating by IFOS, which is the International Fish Oil Standards Program.
Okay.
And again, this will ensure that the formulation has been tested by a third party and the omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil are purified and clean.
Okay, excellent. And at HealthWise, we carry only products that are tested for these impurities. And if you're wanting to know more about fish oil or the Norwegian line of fish oil that we've sort of mentioned a few times today, Dr. Sarah, where can we find out more information?
You can go to Renew Life's website, so mm-hmm. www.renewlife.ca.
Okay. And yeah, you can find some great information there. You can pop into HealthWise and check out the Norwegian line of fish oil from Renew Life. We have them all on sale right now and into the month of February. We'll have a lot of the heart healthy supplements we are talking about on sale. Norwegian gold fish oils are 25% off. You'll find our Strauss products are 20% off. And all Medi-C is 20% off until the end of February. Dr. Sarah, I'd like you to thank you so much for joining me today. You provided us with some great heart healthy information on omega-3.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope everybody has a wonderful month of February, and have fun celebrating Heart Health Month.
Thank you, and for all of our listeners out there, we'd like to wish you a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490. Toll-free at 1-888-889-7444 or healthwiseonline.com.